Good morning, this is Toby and Chelsea with your 9 a.m. Z-Lines. Hervey Bay's resident celebrity, humpback whale Nala, has returned to the coast for another year with her brand new calf, Simba. Believed to be 6 weeks old, Simba is the newest of an estimated 15 calves Nala has mothered since her first visit in 1992. And yes, you are not the only one impressed by that number. Nala the humpback whale has been credited by scientists as a vital contributor to this region's population growth over the years. The pair was spotted on Thursday morning by Blue Dolphin Marine Tours as Hervey Bay's whale watching season has kicked off for another beautiful summer.
Southeast Queensland is set to remove a level rail crossing for the first time in more than 10 years, according to the Queensland government. The Beams Road Rail level crossing in Carlinstar will be decommissioned after closed later this month once westbound and eastbound traffic is moved to a newly developed overpass. 25 near misses have been recorded at the level crossing in the last 5 years, with overhead wires also being struck by a heavy vehicle carrying overweight equipment. The Australian government has committed $56.24 million towards the project, with the Queensland government contributing $138.76 million and $40 million committed by the Brisbane Council. The project was expected to start in 2021, with the government saying it was, quote, a long time coming.
Escaped border detainee Michael Connors has been handed a 12-month sentence by a Queensland court. The Irishman was detained in March at Brisbane International Airport for carrying a passport with a different name. 2 days later, he escaped detention by scaling 3 stories using bedsheets and was on the run for 4 months. His run came to an end when he applied for a New South Wales driver's license under the alias Dan Daniels and provided a counterfeit Irish passport. Magistrate Peter Saggers, presiding over the case, enjoyed the throwback, remarking that, "I haven't seen that since Boggo Road in the late 80s, early 90s.
For our early risers, a blood moon is expected to appear over Australia in the early hours of Monday morning. This will be Australia's first total lunar eclipse since 2022 and will be visible for 90 minutes, with the moon to turn red around 3:30 a.m. A lunar eclipse occurs when the moon moves into the Earth's shadow. The moon's reddish colour appears when the Earth's atmosphere filters sunlight and scatters blue light, making the moon appear red. You don't need any special equipment, all you need is your eyes and a couple early alarms.
A maintenance tender for the funicular cable car crash in Lisbon was cancelled earlier this week after bids were deemed too expensive. The crash killed 16 people and injured a further 23. Caris, the company responsible for Lisbon's funiculars, claimed that despite the cancelled maintenance, the monthly and weekly maintenance have been scrupulously complied with. However, the system has experienced several safety issues in the past, including a derailment in 2018. Manuel Leal, a Portuguese union official, said that Caris employees had filed successive complaints about the need for funicular maintenance. Quote, "Workers have been reporting for a long time that the maintenance of these elevators must return to the responsibility of Caris workers and not be handed to external companies."
For your weather today, Brisbane is partly cloudy with a chance of some light showers today. It's currently 19 degrees in Brisbane, but will warm up today with an expected maximum of 27. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 6, which is in the high band. That's all for your 9 a.m. news. We'll be back at 10 a.m. with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook or head to 4zzz.org.au.